Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 90210 theme music as the sad news of Luke Perry passing away from a stroke. He had a massive stroke last week, and then you get the news that he passes away yesterday at 52 years old. He was also on the show Riverdale, which I didn't know much about, but I knew it was also a very popular show, so a lot of people my generation growing up got very into Beverly Hills 90210. So some sad news yesterday, the passing of Luke Perry.
I gave Sydney a box set of the 90210 episodes, and she referred to it as heaven in a box.
Oh, that's cute.
So that's how much she was into 90. I think it was 90210. Either that or The Hills or something.
Oh, The Hills was much later, though.
Was it?
The Hills was an MTV reality.
And she's young. Would she have even watched that back
probably
in the day?
Probably not. It was probably The Hills. The Hills was a show that was a reality show set in Laguna Beach, and it had just a bunch of young people doing young people things.
I think it was 90210, I think.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
What was that other one?
Melrose Place?
Yeah.
Oh,
wasn't
maybe
Heather
Melrose
Locklear.
Place. Maybe that's, I don't know. They were all kind of the same, right?
Well, those shows were, but the reality ones like Laguna Beach, The Hills, and other ones, that was a totally different genre years later.
Al, were you into any of those shows?
I liked Melrose Place.
You did.
Heather Locklear?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I was a big Saved by the Bell fan when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Totally different type
that
of
too.
Show, but I loved that show.
I was more of a Petticoat Junction guy.
Yeah.
Myself.
Long time ago.
Yeah, F Troop.
Hee Haw.
No, I wasn't a Hee Haw guy.
You did not
Laughing?
Like
nah, what? Laughing, yeah. Yep. I remember Laughing, yeah. That's pretty good.
Monster Company.
Stick Rowan and Dan Martin, is that right?
Yeah.
Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
And
right
Lily
now.
Tomlin as a Goldie Hawn also,
yep.
Very young.
Yep.
Laurel and Hardy, stuff like that.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, okay.
I did like I Love Lucy growing up, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was on all the time.
Did I ever tell you that I went on a date with Lucille Ball and Ricky Ricardo's granddaughter? Didn't know.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, did?
Yeah, it was one of the most bizarre experiences.
Where did you meet her?
So I met her at a party. It was years and years ago, like 2008, 2009.
Where were you?
I was living in Manhattan, and a friend invited me over to an apartment party with a bunch of people I didn't know. So there's this girl there, hilarious. She's really funny. So I'm like, this girl's great. You know, I'm going to go talk to her. Single guy. Go up and talk to her.
Hey, you doing?
Right.
Did you give one of these? How you doing, shooter?
No, I did not do a shooter. So I start talking to her, get her number, and then I ask her out to dinner.
Wait a minute, you started talking to her and you got her number.
I did, yeah, as the night went on. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought this was great. This girl's great. So I go out to dinner, and it was like a week later, whatever it was, and she just starts talking about how she doesn't deal with like attention well on her and stuff. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I was like, what are you in the spotlight or something? And she told me, because of my grandparents.
Lucille Ball.
Okay.
Lucille Ball and Ricky Ricardo. Yeah. So it was very, very interesting. Didn't work out. She was not a fan of mine past that particular day.
Was she in the industry or anything or no?
Not really, no. I mean, she did a couple of things,
I think. That is funny, though, because she's Desi Arnaz's son and Lucille Ball. She got attention?
Daughter.
I thought it was the granddaughter, I thought.
Yeah, it was the granddaughter. Yeah, the granddaughter.
Oh, the granddaughter, okay.
Right, so her mom was...
Was she a ginger?
No.
No,
she was not.
Redheads are attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I forget the whole... I just know that was her grandparents. Hmm. But yeah, no, I think maybe she did a couple of plays or something. I don't know.
Do you remember her first name?
Yeah, I do. I remember her whole name. I don't know. Do you say
I Googled
this now?
I've Googled. I Googled the granddaughters, and their names came up.
Yeah, it's Kate was her name.
Catherine.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Same thing. There you go. So that was,
Are you, so now that you Googled them, is there some sort of like affirmation you're going to give now or what?
Attractive gal?
Yeah.
And
what is she doing now?
She's an actress.
Okay. She living here in New York? Is that what's going on now?
It looks like she lives here in New York, 34 years old.
Maybe we should have like a reunion or something.
Oh.
No.
You remember this guy on this date?
Oh, that's
loser!
Not, yeah, that's not happening.
He was talking sports and I was talking my grandparents.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, did you check out the Yankees?
I don't think I was doing that.
A bar pie and a Coke.
Where'd
you take her to? Like some pub?
No, somewhere. It was somewhere on the Upper West Side because that's where I had an apartment.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long time ago.
I get it. I'm not trying to make 11 years, put you in a bad situation here. I'm just trying to get
12 years ago.
You brought it up, so I just wanted to get the information.
No,
that's all.
No, it was an interesting time.
Lucille O'Ball.
And then did she have a favorite, I Love Lucy episode?
No, I mean, at that point, I was like, I'm not bringing
it's
it up.
It's got to be when Lucy and Ethel were eating the chocolates on the production line, right?
That's the, what is that, Vitamina Vegemin? That was another big one.
That was a pretty good one, yeah.
Yeah, so I did not approach that subject. I figured that would probably be a ticket out, even though I found a ticket out on my own.
So somehow we went to from unfortunate Luke Perry's death.
Yep.
To you dating Lucille and Desi Arnaz's granddaughter.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was I'm talking one date, but yeah, there you go. Jerry Recco is with us, and he's got an update. What's going on, Jerry?
A lot of different stuff this morning. Start with the basketball. The Nets stopping a three-game slide, beating the Mavericks, and they beat him good. 127-88, hit a million threes. Damari Carroll, 22 points. Rhody Kurucz, 5 threes. He added 19. Here was Carroll. Why so good tonight?
I don't know. Just a DC moment.
What does that mean? A DC moment? Any idea? I wasn't sure. I would just say
he was using his initials.
I guess so.
He's talking about himself in the third person.
Yeah, I guess. I was thinking more comic thing, but yeah, you could be right. Spencer Dinwiddie had 16 off the bench. D'Angelo Russell, 11 assists. So
you know,
the
I walk
Nets...
around and say, look, I had a B.E. moment.
Do you?
Yeah.
You B. Nets snap a three-game
slide.
What
would a B.E. moment entail?
It would be a birdie on a par three at Teeth of the Dog, and boom, shakalaka, win some money, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's a BE moment.
I got you.
That's a goal, maybe. Want to Mikey Strong if I score a goal?
Sure, that'd be a BE moment.
BE moment, right?
A big BE moment, yeah.
That's 33-33. The Knicks now a league worst 13-51 as they lost last night in Sacramento.
Calling Stein back in now with Giles thrown out. Heel nails the three. 28 points for Hield. He has been superb tonight. Knicks down a dozen.
That's Mike Breen, MSG. Hield finished with 28, 115, 108. The final score, Harrison Barnes, 22 points, 10 rebounds. We mentioned that the Knicks with the worst record in the league now, that's because the Suns put up a victory last night. They beat the Bucks 114-105. So the Suns, there's two teams in the NBA that the 14-51 Suns have not lost to. The NBA best Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA worst New York Knicks.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo in the loss, 21 points and 13 rebounds. He says we weren't good enough tonight.
We did our job, but at the end of the day, you know, they hit the shots. You know, it's basketball, but I think we can do better.
And they have done better all season, just not last night. Speaking of doing better, the Lakers could do better. They lost to the Clippers, 113-105. It was a Laker home game. Danilo Gallinari leading the Clippers in scoring. He had 23. Here was LeBron. He was seen limping around the floor. What is up?
I got hit below the waist.
Yeah, related to the groin that you had at Christmas or something different?
No, I got hit in the family juice.
All right, so nothing related to the past injury.
That thing is turning out to be just a nightmare season.
They got a million injuries, and they're not good.
It's the best.
He was asked how he's dealing with this season.
I mean, every year is different. Every single year. You know, this is my 16th year, so every year has been different throughout my whole career. So.
And this one right now certainly looks like it will be a playoff-less year for the Lakers and LeBron. Pelicans beat the Jazz 115-112. Spurs over the Nuggets 104-103. And the ageless Dwayne Wade, 14 of his 23 in the fourth quarter. He beat the Hawks 114-113. 4 p.m. today, the deadline for NFL teams to use their franchise tag. Cowboys using theirs on DeMarcus Lawrence, who wants a long-term deal. Looks like it's going to be worth $20.5 million. Texans placed the tag on Jadeveon Clowney, said to be $17.6 million. The Chiefs going to use their tag on D. Ford, and the Giants not expected to use the franchise tag on Landon Collins. That having been said, if you need cash, what do? You got another job. part-time job, perhaps. Maybe you go in your pool, which is a lush pool with a beautiful slide behind you right by the back doors and the sliders of your palace. You're shirtless. You've got a blonde mustache. You wish people happy birthday for $500 cash like Antonio Brown did.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear it's your second anniversary wedding. I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney, and your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
Oh, that's unbelievable. How about him last week saying, well, I don't need to play football.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure you don't.
You can do cameos.
You know, when I see that house, and I just think about the bills he probably has to pay.
18,000 square feet.
How many kids does he have?
That I'm not sure of.
Do you know how many kids he has?
It's more than two.
Keep playing. Just keep playing, man. That's all I'm saying.
Happy second anniversary wedding.
I hear you're a defense attorney.
Oh, is that what you've heard? On the streets?
He has five children.
Is he really?
He better keep working.
Wow.
He better keep working, man. I mean, he's got how big is the house?
18,000 square feet.
You see pictures of it during that Jeff Darlington
it's
interview?
It's insane,
you
isn't
saw
it?
The inside of it, yeah. And now you got to look at the outside of it, and he was wishing this person
the
a
outside
happy.
Looks tremendous.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on
and
there.
Where is the
wedding
house?
Wedding anniversary?
Florida. About 20 miles outside of where he grew up. Was it Liberty City? I forget. Watching the
so it's Miami, right?
Watching the piece. It's near Miami, yeah. Right. South Florida. Beautiful, though.
At least there's no state taxes. He could just take the state tax money that he's saving and build a house.
Sure. That's pretty easy, yeah.
Especially if you live in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Speaking of Florida, spring baseball yesterday, a couple of split squad games for the Mets, who beat the Astros 7-4 and lost to the Red Sox 9-3. In and around these games, Pete Alonso homered, Steven Matz allowed four runs over 2 2/3, not so nice. And Dominic Smith went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Here was Mickey Callaway. So Dominic Smith off to a good start. What is up with him?
I see a lot more energy out of Dom. I see a livelier body. He did a great job this offseason of getting himself where he needs to be physically.
And perhaps a lot of that has to do with how he sleeps. We make fun of Eddie for going to bed at 4:30 in the afternoon because he gets up at 1 a.m., but you need your sleep. For Dominic Smith, he has struggled with that, and he explained why he has had those issues. He had his sleeping tested.
Anything over 15 means you need a sleep apnea mask. Anything over 30 is you have severe sleep apnea, and they said mine was in the 85 range.
Whoa!
Which means per hour I stopped breathing 85 times.
And Dominic Smith with Mike yesterday on the Fan. So, whoa. Do you remember what your sleep apnea test was, Eddie? Not in the 80s, was it?
High 50s.
High 50s. So he was 85.
Yeah, mine was 20-something, and then I lost the weight, and now I'm fine.
Right.
So that's what happens. So I don't even –
so you're saying Dominic Smith just needs to keep losing weight?
I think so. I mean, it worked for me. But some people, though, they have
a different
deal. Me, personally, it was because of all the fat around my neck I was accumulating.
I will say this, though. He does look physically better.
He does. Yeah,
and,
he does.
You know, obviously, when you're hitting the ball and things are going well for you, you're going to look better in the batter's box, too. But so does Peter Alonso. Hey, we got – two first base battles going on now for the two local teams.
Not too bad. Tim Tebow had a couple of hits yesterday,
too. How about Tim Tebow getting the job done?
Some depth. Here's Robbie Cano.
Jose Canseco wants to help out Tim Tebow.
Yes, and right after, I believe Canseco tweeted right after Tebow meekly grounded out to the pitcher about helping him, and then he came up and he had a couple of base hits right after. So
I am Jose Canseco, the Antichrist.
Here's Cano with Mike.
Tim Tebow. And I don't see those two working it together, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Here's Cano with Mike talking about his first his first few weeks with this club. He certainly likes the team.
The chemistry in this clubhouse, the ownership and the coaches, the front office. I mean, everyone is so nice in here.
So there you go. Maybe they can actually win some games, too.
Wouldn't that be positive? I'm just picturing Tebow and Canseco fighting. Like, Canseco's trying to jab him with a syringe filled with Decadorabalin, and you got Tebow fighting back with a water gun filled with holy water, and then just going after it, just back and forth. Oh, God. If he makes the opening day roster, is that going to be a travesty or what?
Not going to make the opening day roster. Stop.
I'm just asking. Throwing it out there. throwing it out there as a possibility.
He will not make the opening day roster, but I believe we will see him at the major league level this
year. If somebody gets a rash of injuries or something, that's always a possibility, yeah.
Both John Franco and Al Leiter named baseball operations advisors for the Mets, so congratulations to them. Mets play Miami today.
Al Leiter should be a financial advisor for
Jason
them.
Vargas, the start there. Yankees off Monday. They play the Braves today. Luis Severino, the start, and Giants president and CEO Larry Bear has taken a leave of absence from the club after a video surfaced of him getting into that altercation with his wife last week. NHL tonight, the Rangers visit Dallas. Devils host the Blue Jackets. Radio.com at 7. And while you were away, Boomer, you had the John Tavares night at the Coliseum.
Oh, I watched the whole
game.
Well,
for the Isles, who won resoundingly. Easy. Right. I mean, they killed him. Sean Avery did not like the reaction. Now, this is a few days old. We saved it for you.
Oh, okay.
Did not like the reaction of the Islander fan. So there are two parts to this, each 20 seconds. There's a lot of bleeps, too, as he opens with his thoughts of the Islander fan base.
New York Islander fans calling John Tavares a snake, throwing snakes on the ice. Who the f*** are they kidding? That guy played 10 years in that dump with those fans. Didn't say a word, was a great captain, never got arrested. Didn't say boo. You losers.
You losers.
Ah, Sean Avery. Good. You know, he needs his own radio show.
Well, here's part number two.
All right.
Want to ruin his night coming back to play for you guys. What was he supposed to do? Lie during the season? Or was he supposed to give the answer that all athletes give when they know they're not coming back to a team? You greasy Islander. You guys get out cheered in your own barn by Ranger fans every time the Rangers play the Islanders in Long Island. You.
I guess he didn't endear himself to the Islander fan.
No, Sean Avery not pulling any punches that on his Instagram account.
So I watched the whole game. I just wanted to see, there was so much build up to it and everything. I thought some of the chants that they had were pretty unique and pretty well done. But
I had no issue with it. I just didn't like them throwing stuff at them.
Yeah, but they were burning jerseys and all that other stuff.
That's their stupidity. Who cares?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you remember, at the time, I was advocating for Garth Snow to trade John Tavares.
I do remember.
I was adamant about it. Adamant about it. Get something for your team. Oh, no, no. And I guess it was because they felt like that he wanted to stay because he was there talking to them. Like, guys, the lore of an original six team. And it's your hometown team, and you have your entire family and all your friends you grew up with in that area. Why wouldn't you want to go play for them? You know, I look, at the end of the day, they should have traded him. That's the end of the story. They didn't. They got their pound of flesh, but now, you know, they've lost the last two games in a row, and they've gotten beaten pretty good. Philadelphia came in and beat them. They got to win these next two games against Ottawa, the worst team in hockey. So they better not mess around, and hopefully they'll get their fourth line back together. So they've been missing a little bit. They've been sick and hurt. So
that's a look at sports. I'm John Minko.
Yes, you are.
I was going to say, did Minko do that Tavares, Sean Avery audio? Probably not, right?
We did not do it.
And in summation, you losers, slugs, greasy bastards. Strong words from former Ranger Sean Avery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.